The Sicha of Rabbi Katz, Kriyas Yamsuf, where do we go from there?
Before I start, I don't know if this is the right time to do it, but there's no better time, so I wanted to give the Elamai Ashikoya for last week for the Achnos Sefer Torah, that was Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem. I spoke about not being distracted, and I have to admit that I myself was distracted. I had so much enough from watching the yeshiva that I forgot about the Sefer Torah a little bit, but then I realized that it's not two different things. That's the Simcha of the Torah and Baruch Hashem. I think it was Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem. I want to give a Yashikayach. I wanted to speak this week about Kriyas Yamsuf. And peripherally, we have another incredible nest in this parasha, and that's the nest of the month. Two magnificent, incredible nisim that happened, so much so that Chazal tell us that there's a special skulus for people who say them every day. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Aleph, in Sifkat and Yud Gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Isi Birushalmi Brachas, Kol Ha'imer Parsh Samon, Muftach Lo Ish Loi, Yismatum Zayin Oisav. Says that if someone says the Parsh Samon, says Avtocho, that he won't be missing from his Mizaynis. I'm not going to speak about the Mon specifically, but just to understand, these are things that we're supposed to be thinking about, and if we think about them, so it gives us more bitachon, v'chulu, and mezoichet to mezoinus. That's what it says about Parsh Samon. And then in Siman Nun Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Sifkat Yud Zayin, he brings down the school of saying Shir Sayam. So he brings down that we're supposed to be Shir Sayam b'simcha. That's what he brings down from the Yushalmi. And then he brings down that someone who says Shir Sayam B'Simcha is Meichon Le'Avon Oisef. Another scholar. Just to see how powerful these stories are, that saying them every day, we could be Zeicha to Parnasa, to Michil Sabainas. And that's what I wanted to talk about more, is this Ness of Kriyas Yamsuf and what it can do for us. Also, parenthetically, we could ask a question. It's very interesting that Chazal put Kriyas Yamsuf into the tefillah. They didn't put Mon into the tefillah. It's a school that's brought down to say it, but they didn't institute it as part of the tefillah. What was special about the Ness of Kriyas Yamsuf that it made it into the tefillah? And that's what I want to speak about. And hopefully, to make it realistic for us, that we could get somewhere with it. Okay, so first, there are a lot of interesting things about Kriyas Yamsuf. One of the things that always fascinated me, always bothered me, is that in the Shir Sayam, so there are a lot of references made to the future. Tiviyem v'zitayim b'har nachloso, we're talking about coming into Eretz Yisrael. Mikdash Hashem koinu yadecho, we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. We speak about Hashem yimloich lo'elam v'ed, which is referring to Zman Moshiach. And it's just interesting that we're saying Kriyas Yamsuf on a story that just happened, a Gvaldig Ness, there are psukim about that also, of course, a lot of psukim about the Ness itself. But within, interspersed within the psukim, there are references to the future. What's the pshat? Why is it that we're talking about the future? Something that always was interesting to me. Another thing, that in the Haggadah, we say that minayin shaloku chamishim alayam, that we all know that there were 10 Makas in Mitzrayim, and Haggadah brings down that there were five times more Makas on the Yam. Because in Mitzrayim it says Etzba, on the Yam it says Yad, five fingers, and therefore we know that there were 50 makas on the yam. Presumably, there were makas which were, you know, comparable to the makas of Mitzrayim. The Torah is quiet, nothing. We know from Chazal, the Agada, the Rechazal, that tells us, it's very interesting that we're not told about it. Avada, Kriyas Yam Suf itself was an unbelievable nest, but still, if there were so many Nisim, why doesn't the Torah speak about it? Ahara. Okay. I just wanted to emphasize also just how incredible Kriyas Yam Suf was. The Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez brings down 50 Nisim that took place in Kriyas Yam Suf. So I'm not going to list out all 50, but I'll just refer to some of them. One of them is brought down in the Medrash Rabbah in this week's parasha. Ois Yud, Vayavog Bnei Yisrael B'Soichayam Be'Abasha. And this is something which I'm sure you're familiar with. From when we were kids, we heard this from our teachers. So it says, Mikana Tolomich Le'Nikolai Mayam Achabo L'Soichay. So that speaks about them going in. And then afterwards it says, Dor Shrem Noiroi. Hoysa Bas Yisrael Averes B'Yam U'Bna B'Yad U'Beicha. If there was a woman going through the yam with a child in her hand, and the child started crying, u'poshetes yoda v'noiteles tapuach ariman mitoich hayam v'noisenesle. So this is something that Chazal tells us, that it wasn't just a Kriyas Yam Suf. There were many, many nisim that were inside the yam when they were walking through, and this is one of the nisim, that there was fruit growing out of the walls of the water that were at their sides. And if a child needed something to eat, lady would reach out and take. Whatever they had in the midbar to take care of them, they had in the yam also to take care of them in that short time that they went through. And then it says, Reb Shimon Omer afilu dibra lehechsein, elamishahoye mahar b'libay davar v'hu nasa. They didn't even have to speak. They didn't have to say they wanted something. If someone would just think of something that he wanted, it was there for them. Incredible. So again, something that the Torah didn't speak about, Chazal told us. But the question is, what was the purpose? What was the reason? Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this? The other Nisim, it's true that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Nisim to show Klal Yisrael and to teach them lessons, but they were also part of the taking them out of Mitzrayim. They were coming to teach the Mitzrayim, to free them. But over here, it seems to be like just, you know, what for? They had food for a certain amount of time until it came time to eat the month. So they had what to eat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them a treat, a freebie. What was it that he was trying to teach them? And this is what I want to talk about. What this Nekuda is. Just to mention some of the other Nisim that the Me'am Lo'ez mentioned. So he mentions the sixth one that he lists. He speaks about that all the waters in the world split. Right? Also, I'm sure you're familiar that any water, any body of water that there was anywhere in the world split at the time of Kriyas Yam Suf, and all the Goyim knew that something was going on. It says they went to Bilam. Bilam told them that Kriyas Yam Suf was going on. The seventh one he lists is the fact that there were 12 pairs. There wasn't just one Kriyas Yam Suf. There were 12 pairs for each one of the Shvatim. It says that they could see each other through the water like windows. The eighth one he lists is that the water was over their heads like a roof. Also something that, you know, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do it like that? Also it says that the water went all the way up in the sky so that anyone could see it all around the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting on a big fabulous show, B'Ketzer, and he was doing Nisim that were unusual Nisim. And the question is, what was he trying to do for them? It says also that the ground underneath them turned into water. It wasn't that it dried and they had to go down into the yam and come up on the other side. The water froze underneath them and they went straight across. It was easy for them to walk. It says the old people didn't have to strain to walk through. The floor turned to marble. And other things. It says that the Goyim, at the same time, the Mitzrayim, they were experiencing exactly the opposite. That was one of the Nifla de Ganisim, that while they were walking through, and the Mitzrayim were behind them, the water was falling behind them on top of the Mitzrayim. That was also part of the nest, that they saw the contrast again, like they've seen in Mitzrayim, between themselves and the Goyim. The 48th one he lists is the fact that Yaakov Avinu came to see the nest. Also interesting, what was Yaakov Avinu doing there? And then, the last two are, what we all know, that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to Nevuah. They all said Shir together. That means they were all zeichet to the same nevuah, like Chazal tells us, Rosh Shifkal Hayam, which is an incredible thing that the whole of Klal Yisrael should come to the level of nevuah together to say the Shir together. So much so, the 50th thing he lists is that Chazal say Afilu Ubrim Shabimei Imam, even Tinoikas Afilu Ubrim Shabimei Imam, they said Shir. That's some of the nisim that he lists. And again, the question is, what was the purpose? What was the reason? And I think there's something very great to learn from him. The Gemara says, in Brachas, it says, someone who says, whose masmich gula tefila is a ben olam haba. So, Rabbi Yonah speaks about it. What are we supposed to learn from the gula? And that helps us to daven well. The Gemara says he's a ben olam haba. So, Reb Tzadok says, ahaf l'gazach. He says that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, so the Yidden experienced something which was Me'ein Olam Haba. And I think that this just gives us a different perspective on what was going on. All these Nisim, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was treating them so, everything they wanted, everything they needed, everything they could think of wanting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing for them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them a taste of Olam Haba. Why? Because they had experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we all know that on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they had a tremendous gilui. And then afterwards, they were expected in the weeks towards Matan Torah to work back until they would come to Matan Torah, which we have Sfiras Ha'emor. By Kriyas Yamsuf, we were holding after a week of Avodah. They already worked for a week, and they'd come to a level which made them worthy of the nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. And this level was a level that was Me'ein Olam Haba. We know, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu started davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't have to daven, just go. I'm taking care of you. Just go into the Yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to experience something. He wanted them to experience that their desires were taken care of. He wanted them to experience the fact that it was only for them, and the Goyim at the same time were going to be wiped out, which is what they saw. At this point, they saw the destruction of Mitzrayim, which is again something which is Me'ein Olam Haba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally doing away with the Ra in their lives. They're totally protected. They have nothing to be scared of. And the fact that every Yid saw it clearly, that's something which we don't have in this world. That's something that's Me'ein Olam Haba. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all this to happen in this little forum, in this little arena inside. No one else saw, no one else knew. And that's why the Torah doesn't record it, because it's like Olam Haba that the Torah doesn't record. This is something that we're told in Torah Shabbal Peh to understand that this is what was going on. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it for them? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want them? They worked and they deserved it. But what was the purpose? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want them to get from it? And I think that that's where we'll come and understand why they're psukim about the future. Because when a person sees clearly what's going on in the world, and he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care, and he sees what Olam Haba has in store, so all of a sudden he knows where he needs to go in life. And all of a sudden Klal Yisrael saw clearly some direction. If you can think about it in terms of what was going on, they saw the Yam opening up in front of them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kilu opening up a path for them in the Yam. And after having been Avodim in Mitzrayim, and going through the nisim of being saved, and they all wanted to be saved, and they davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were saved. Even when someone is being saved, so there's a tremendous feeling of salvation, but not yet is he ready to pick up his head and look forward and see, where are we going from here? And I think that at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to get that feeling. Where are we going from here? And when a person's in that matzav of Me'ein Olam Haba, of experiencing that, so he sees clearly that we're going from here to Matan Torah, and we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, and eventually Mashiach will come. Because he has no sveikus anymore, because he sees what's going on. He sees how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Klal Yisrael and what he expects from them. It's something that gives us direction. It's something that gives us inspiration. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there taking care of us, holding our hand. And we understand that he's clearing the way because he expects us to go somewhere. And that's what I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to experience. And that's why the Nevuah included a Nevuah for the future, because they taka understood that they were going somewhere. And they saw now clearly the path in front of them where they needed to go. And I think that the first thing we could take from there is just to think about it in those terms, in terms of saying every day Az Yashar and thinking about it, what was going on. And you see, Klal Yisrael, you know, with a view towards the future. But that's only the first thing. I think that there's something much more practical that we could take and much more realistic along the same lines. And that is like this. I'll read you first the Tana de Be'eliyahu. Very interesting. Just when I saw this medrash about Kriyas Yamsof, so came to my mind this Tana de Be'eliyahu. It says, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Shebochar B'chachomim B'talmideim, U'B'talmidei Talmideim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Talmidei Chachomim B'talmidei Talmideim, U'Mekayim Aleim, and he takes care of them. B'midah Sh'odam Moideit, B'moidin Loi. However, he acts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and towards the Torah, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards him. K'shem Sheim Yeshvim B'batei Knesiyos U'Batei Medrashos, U'B'chol Mokim Shu Panaleim, they sit in shuls and base medrashes, and they learn Torah. V'karim v'shoyin l'shem shamayim, v'yira b'lvavam. They learn Torah l'shem shamayim. They have yira. U'machzikim divrei Torah b'piem. U'mekayim aleim ha'pasuk tev l'gever ki yisrael b'nurov. Kach kaviyochol. This is one of the most incredible statements that you know that I've seen in Chazal about loim de Torah. Listen to what it says. Afilu imhem yishalu es kol ha'olam kulay b'sha'achas hunoisin lamiyam. If they'll ask for anything, the whole world, at one time, not just the whole world, this and then this, they'll ask for everything at once. That's what it says. Afilu imhem yishalu es kol ha'olam kulay b'sha'achas hunoisin lamiyam. Shenemar asapra al-choik brings a posik, but that's what it says. It says someone who's sitting and learning Torah, so he has this also, this tremendous schus, this right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him. What's the nekud that I'm trying to point out? The nekud that I'm trying to point out is that besides for us learning from Kriyas Yam Suf, to read the story of Kriyas Yam Suf, and to have that feeling and try to relate to it and learn from it, I think that everyone in his own life, in his own experience, could think about what he's experiencing himself. I think that every person, in a certain sense, experiences a certain Kriyas Yam Suf. When he comes to yeshiva, he starts learning, especially in Masechta like Yevamos, you jump in like the Yidden did, and like the Yidden had the experience of jumping in and, you know, went up to their noses and they, you know, bo mayim ad nafesh. Sometimes a person feels like that when he jumps in. But for those who jump in and they do it faithfully, so what happens is that all of a sudden they start to see the light, they start to see something, they start to feel a certain amount of atzlacha. And they all of a sudden have this experience. That's what, when I saw this Tana de Be'eliyahu, I was thinking about it. This is Olam Haba. What does it mean? To someone who's sitting and learning and anything he wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him? That's Olam Haba. And really, really, I think that each one of us in our time in yeshiva could work on experiencing and tasting that Me'ein Olam Haba, just like the Yidden experienced then in the Yam, so we could experience that in Yeshiva. Now we could, we have to, because if we can do that, then that same feeling that they had, that now they knew they had direction, they knew where they wanted to go to, that inspiration and that hargosha and the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there taking care of you, we can have that too. And the same way then it was clear to them what they needed to do and where they needed to go, so we could have that feeling also. While I'm talking about Me'ein Olam Haba of learning yeshiva, I just want to put in another nekuda because it's related, even though it's not the sugya. But when we talk about Shabbos, Shabbos is the same thing. Shabbos is also Me'ein Olam Haba. It's very interesting. Talmidei Chachamim, right? The Zohar says, Talmidei Chachamim b'chinas Shabbos. What does it mean? It means because the same thing every Yid feels on Shabbos when he gets to get away from his work and to focus on the things he's supposed to focus on, that's the way a Talmid Chacham feels all the time. And so in Yeshiva we have both these things, both these opportunities to feel this feeling of Me'ein Olam Haba. And on Shabbos, that's what it's supposed to be for us. We say in Daven, Yismachu b'malchuscha shemrei Shabbos v'koyer einu. What is the definition? Yismchu b'malchus, so someone shomer Shabbos v'koyer enik, someone who's shomer Shabbos v'koyer enik, someone who keeps Shabbos and enjoys Shabbos, so then he'll be happy with the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because on Shabbos he understands that someone who subjects himself to the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Olam Haba, on this world. That's what Shabbos is supposed to teach us. That if we do what we're supposed to do, then we will have Olam Haba. We take have and Shabbos, a Gishmak Shabbos, and we understand that it comes from being Oivdei Hashem, Yismachu B'malchuso, and that's what the Torah is supposed to be for us, and that's what Shabbos is supposed to be for us. And mitoich that feeling, so we're supposed to understand where we want to go from here. We're supposed to get the feeling that I want Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chaya. I never want to leave from this matzav. That means wherever life takes me, whatever I do, I can always connect to this feeling of being in the Yam Suf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us, because that's what yeshiva is. Yeshiva is a place where we're here together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in the wall, we're protected from the outside. The yeshiva takes care of all our needs. That's why the yeshiva is taking care of our needs. Because the yeshiva wants us to feel that me'ein olam haba of what it is just to be able to sit and learn and to be taken care of. And that feeling that the Yidden had in the Yam, that I'm here and have everything that I need because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me, because he wants to take me somewhere. So that's the feeling we have to get in yeshiva. That everything is here for me and everything that I need, and all I have to do is do what I need to sit and learn and to experience the Torah in yeshiva, the Shabbos in yeshiva, and to know then that I need to take this with me wherever I go, and to look forward and have that hargosha of Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chaya. That's what I want. And of course, the Yitzhar is always there. The Yitzhar, you know, yeah, you can have a good time. Very easy. The yeshiva is providing. I highly doubt that in the Yam there was anyone like that, because they all got to the Darga of Nevuah. There was Siyata Deshmaya, you know. But imagine the foolishness of someone who would go through the Yam and he wouldn't see what was going on. Someone would ask him, what was there in the Yam? Oh, there was great fruit there, great food and stuff. Well, did you see the nest? Did you Nevuah in this? Huh? What? That? No. A person, that could happen. And we have to make sure that it doesn't happen to us. We have to understand that there's a matzav going on. The same matzav that they had in the Yam, that they were experiencing something, and they walked away with a clarity, with a sense of purpose of where they were going. That's what our time in yeshiva has to do for us. We have to make sure to take what's being given to us and to use it the right way and get the right message, that this is Olam Haba. And you can be zeicha to Olam Haba your whole lives. You can taste it your whole lives. If you taka, throw yourself into the learning, and you experience it, you feel, oh, when I do that, so I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes my hand and he leads me through. And when I have a Shabbos and I do, and I experience Shabbos the way I need to experience Shabbos, that's what the time in Eretz Yisrael is for. That's what yeshiva is for, is to have these experiences so we can feel it and we can say, this is what we want. And that's why last week was such a powerful experience for myself, just to see that everyone, Baruch Hashem, that's what they're doing, to see the simcha with the Torah. And that's really what everyone's feeling. So now all that's left is to taka, feel it, and to lift up our heads and look to the future and have that hargosha that this is where I want to be my whole life. I want to somehow connect with this Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chaya. And the bracha is, like Chazal saying brachas, it says when the Talmidim used to part from their Rabbeim used to give them a bracha, Olam Chatir B'Chayecha. What does it mean, Olam Chatir B'Chayecha? It means your Olam, that Olam Haba that you have waiting for you, you should see it in your lifetimes. And you can see it, and you have to see it. You have to put in the efforts, and Mishem, you should see it when you're here, and you should want it so much that you should keep at it your whole life, and you should see it your whole lifetime. Zalom Chatir B'Chayecha.